Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
That indeed it is. Siobhan Scott is joining us, psychotherapist and author. We are going to discuss hate. Seems to really know no bounds. And sometimes has identity issues, I would say. Talking specifically, as we talked a little bit last week, Siobhan, about the individual, the mass shooter at the mall in Texas. This was a Hispanic white supremacist with the neo-Nazi tattoos and all.
That is definitely true. We have photos now of the swastikas tattooed on his body, and that he had a very clear history of identifying as a white supremacist and neo-Nazi. And that is just interesting. And, you know, when we get the image of what a white supremacist is, we have a certain type of person in mind. And really, I think we have to broaden our view of people who are potentially dangerous, and neo-Nazis are not always white people.
That is true. I mean, hate is hate. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And you can be any color you want to be to hate a group of people. You could hate the very group of people that you're part of.
Exactly.
That we see. It's just a matter of when it gets so ingrained in someone. But that is an interesting thing, though, where we see the neo-Nazi, the white supremacist on an individual that isn't, Anglo-Saxon white, you know, if you will, of, you know, European descent. We're seeing someone of Hispanic descent.
Exactly.
I mean, I think I remember when I was a kid, there was like black KKK members on Springer once.
Yes.
Like, what is this?
Yes. Yeah. I had a client who was a skinhead some years ago, and he was a young guy, 16 or 17, and he was Asian. Mm-hmm. And we thought at the time, I remember some of the other inmates were telling him, you can't be a skinhead. Mm-hmm. You are not white. We are white. You're not one of us. And he was determined to be one of them. And so I think it also says that in certain kinds of folks with criminal tendencies and a lot of hatred and violent tendencies, there's not a lot of thinking going on. Yeah. And they're not necessarily the most logical people, but they're very dangerous. And, you know, it just, we have to be alert and, you know, look outside the box of what we think a certain kind of criminal is supposed to look like. They don't all look like that. Just like anyone would have looked at Lori Daybell superficially, as she, in so many interviews that we've been able to watch where she was interviewed by the police after Charles Vallow's murder. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is charming, mm-hmm. witty, seems the epitome of, a moral good person. And you just don't always know what's under the surface with people, which is a little unsettling as we move through the world.
You don't know. And I guess what I wonder about with the individual who identified as a white supremacist who was not white, do they find much camaraderie in the world that they, you know, purport to want to be a part of or act like? Or are these individuals who have these beliefs but don't necessarily fit the mold that their group really is obsessed with of being part of a mold? Do they see acceptance there? I mean, I know we're in the world of let's accept everybody and everything. Is this one where the supremacist group reach out their hands and goes, we don't care, as long as you hate, you're part of us?
Right. Probably not. This is probably somebody who spent a great deal of time online, as the most recent killer did, and they come up with this identity that they basically put on, and it's almost like they're playing a fantasy role out. Mm-hmm. And in all likelihood, they are not part of a group, you know, in the world outside of their online persona.
It's interesting the way that individuals can identify today and choose where they want to go. And then that's fine. Anyone can, I guess, identify as anything to a certain extent. It's just sometimes it doesn't make really any sense when what you're identifying is something, a group that would otherwise be going after you.
Exactly. Exactly. It really doesn't make any sense. And I think that's one of the things I run into over and over in my work is we always like to go on this lovely assumption that people are logical and rational. And we just run into this over and over again, that people are driven by non-rational emotions and impulses, and then come up with these ideas that the rest of us would go, well, that doesn't all fit together. But it's really common.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You want to weigh in on any of the things that we've been talking about, you can do so. 8885-KILLER is our phone number, 888-554-5537 to weigh in. We'd love to hear your feedback. We may use it on a future episode of the program. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.